Dig a Bit, a podcast for women who want to dig into the meat of God's Word for a bit. We are glad you have taken a few minutes out of your day to listen. Our host is Cindy Colley from thecolleyhouse.org. Now grab your Bible and let's dig in.
Hello, welcome back. We are in chapter one of our conversations study. This is Dig a Bit number two, and we are on page five if you're in the book. But we're talking about the question that God in this conversation asked of Eve. It's very simple, but it's the same question that comes to all of us following our sin and our departure from the will of God. Sin is transgression of God's will, and Eve knew she had transgressed God's will, and God thus comes to her. And the question of the hour then is, what is this that you have done? Sometimes the question comes to us in different forms. Sometimes we know truth ourselves and we are stricken with guilt following a transgression of God's will, and we ask it of ourselves, oh no, what have I done? And sometimes the question comes from relationships that we have here on this earth. A husband commits adultery and a wife says, oh no, what have you done? But the question following sin is always the confrontation of God's holiness and his justice that cannot coexist with sin, and sin itself. Sin had to be confronted. That's what the question is. And God did it in a personal way with Eve in this conversation. From this conversation, though, we grasp the fact that when we sin, we have to finally face God saying through his word, what have you done? What is this that you have done? I just think it's interesting, and I'm going to throw this out here, and this dig a bit will be yours, that we see this question over and over, even in the book of Genesis. And I'm sure if I took the time to walk through the book of Genesis and find this question over and over, and I'm sure if we walk through the scriptures, we could multiply this by many times. But when we look at chapter 4, verse 10, you remember that's the place where Cain killed Abel. And here's the question. And the Lord said to Cain, verse 9, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries to me from the ground. God knew what he had done, but God had to confront sin here. And he said, what have you done? Then we turn over to chapter 12, verse 18. And this is when Abraham came to the Pharaoh. And remember, he asked Sarah to basically lie and say she was his sister. She was his half-sister. But she was also his wife, and he did not disclose that fact. He sinned against God and against Pharaoh here. But in 12 verse 18, Pharaoh is the one who worded the question. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this that you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? And consequences had to occur at this time because of the sin of Abraham. What is this that you have done? And then we see that again in chapter 20, verse 9. We'll look there. Chapter 20, verse 9. This is the second time that Abraham did this sin. And this time it was Abimelech. And Abimelech called Abram and said to him, that he did the same thing again. Didn't learn his lesson. Sometimes we're that way with sin. And the same question has to be put back to us. Verse 9, Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, what have you done unto us? And what have I offended you that you brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? You have done deeds to me that ought not to be done. Confrontation that has to occur following sin because of the holiness of God. And then in 26 verse 10, chapter 26 of Genesis and verse 10. If you're flipping through your Bible, this is another Abimelech, and this is Isaac. And Isaac had done the very same thing. Don't we sometimes see that sin is generational, that it's passed on? When children see their parents commit sins, then they think they automatically have permission to commit those sins. I don't know if Isaac saw, well, I don't think he did see that an initial sin of Abraham, but you know, Abraham did show him throughout his life that he wasn't always a man of complete integrity. At least he could have known about those instances. And he did the same thing to Abimelech, another Abimelech, in chapter 26. And in verse 10, here's the question. Abimelech said, "What is this you have done to us? One of the people might lightly have lain with your wife, and you should have brought guiltiness upon us. What is this that you have done?" There's the question again. Now, let me just parenthetically say here that some of the Philistine kings are called Abimelech. The king of Gerar, who took Sarah into his harem, was Abimelech. The same name was applied to the king of Gerar during Isaac's time in Gerar in chapter 26. The king of Gath, remember he was a Philistine king before whom David played that madman, remember when he scratched on the wall and spittle ran down his beard? That man was also called Abimelech when in the title of Psalm 34. But however, in 1 Samuel 21, that king is called Achish. So lots of scholars believe that among the Philistines, at least, Abimelech was a title that was given the king, kind of like Pharaoh is the title given to the Egyptian kings, that maybe Abimelech was a title given to Philistine kings. Whether or not that is true, we know that the king referred to in Genesis 20 and the one in chapter 26, they were both called Abimelech, and they both were lied to by the Abraham and Isaac subsequently. And the question was asked following the sin, "What is this that you have done?" In Genesis 29, verse 25, Genesis 29, verse 25, flip there. And this is when Jacob is sojourning with the family of Rachel and Leah, Laban's family. And in verse 25, it came to pass in the morning, remember, Laban gave Jacob Leah for his wife instead of Rachel, the one that he had worked 7 years for. He gave the older sister, and he pulled the wool, if you will, over Jacob's eyes. And in verse 25, it came to pass in the morning, behold, it wasn't Rachel at all, it was Leah. And Jacob said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? Didn't I serve you for Rachel? Why have you deceived or beguiled me? What is this that you have done?" The same question. And then in chapter 44 and verse 15, Joseph said, this is when the cup, remember, Joseph had the cup hidden in Benjamin's sack when his brothers were going back to trying to go back to his father, but Joseph was going to trip him up and keep him down there in the land of Egypt. So the cup was hidden in his brother Benjamin's sack. And remember, Joseph had his men go after them, his servants to go after his brothers, and he said, wherever that cup is, that man's going to die. And verse 10, he said, now let it be according to your words. He with whom it is found shall be my servant, and you shall be blameless. So they took down every man his sack to the ground and opened every man his sack, and they searched and they found the sack, the cup, verse 12, in Benjamin's sack. And so the brothers tore their clothes and they returned back to the city where Joseph was. And Judah, one of the brothers of Joseph, and his brethren came to Joseph's house, for he was still there, and they fell down before Joseph on the ground. And Joseph said unto them, what deed is this that you have done? Well, I just went through the book of Genesis and I found, what is this that you have done? Not just the first time in chapter 3 when it was asked directly from God. In chapter 4, it was asked directly from God, of God. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more times in the book of Genesis following sin or deceit. Deceit, of course, is sin. But following that, the question is asked, what is this that you have done? Well, I wonder how many times the question is in the Bible. But what I want us to take from the question for now, and we will delve further into this and into its answer, but what I want us to take right now is that sin always has to be confronted. Sometimes it will be asked in another way. Sometimes it may be a guilt that we feel that we don't even put into words. But sin has to be confronted. Man is lost when sin is committed, because sin and God's holiness cannot coexist. So there has to be a reckoning. There has to be a reconciliation. And it begins with the question, oh no, what is this that you have done? Starting to look at the consequences of sin begins with that question in the book of Genesis. What is this that you have done? I hope you have a good day.